you just let it flow. Woo!
From Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasawami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasawami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasawami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasawami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm. And weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasawamis. Kasawami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice, because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasawami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasawami is also often used as talks or trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasawami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Listener, today's music corner presents a Malay song entitled Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. The song lyrics Dayang Pelangi were created by Zuhdi Tamhudi. The lyrics come from Jambi folklore Dayang Pelangi. The song tells the love story of Dayang Pelangi, a beautiful woman from Jambi, and the king of China. Dayang Pelangi's beauty attracts several young men, making them fall in love. However, Dayang Pelangi's love is for the king of China. They go through hard things, including having to separate due to misunderstanding. But finally, they can live together forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dayang Pelangi by Wita Pratiwi. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Galunggung punya tiga pendirian ialah, satu, Galunggung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, Galunggung tempat galung.
Galunggung has three foundation. First, Galunggung is a place for fighting. In Sundanese language, Galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's Galunggung Erin Kutangtung. It means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadep, Tumenggung means standing and region. But we have no idea when ngadep Tumenggung happened. From there, second one happened when Galunggung Kerin Kutangtung. This means the human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, climb to the crater. The local people took a walk to the forest, but a visit of pilgrimage only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1962, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, of Perhutani Management.
Ya, dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam.
Pertama pengelolaannya yang saya tahu di Sulawesi sama desa adanya potensi keluarnya air panas, bekas bencana yang sekarang jadi Danau Kawa itu, Bu. Itu kan menimbulkan daya tarik tersendiri buat pengunjung. Nah, dari sana dibuka dulu sama pihak
desa. Ya, dikembangkan dulu.
Dikembangkan sampai ke sini kalau nggak salah tahun 97 sudah mulai dikembangkan sama dinas pariwisata dan
kehutanan. If not mistaken, by village Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries with almost its territory entered in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only live in tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java, rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers about tourist visits so far, Iwoam, a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, kayak
Idul Fitri. On a certain day, at Al-Fitr New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence, on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, friends, who often comes here. If in Indonesia it is dry season, the fan certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja.
Mana mau sampai mana? Kau dengan pikiran terus, sumpah. Dia pikiran terus, sumpah, sumpah. Baik.
Baik. Sugar the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exotic. An officer of the entrance secret of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997.
Kan yang tangga biru mah udah ada.
One was made in 1993.
Tugu peresmian
juga ada. The blue stair has inauguration monument.
Yang pertama dibikin tuh tangga itu yang
sebelah sana. Over there.
Sebelah sini baru. Awalnya yang ini cuma pas.
Earlier people paid on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs, you will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur, and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lead. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biota. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awal-awalnya.
Earlier someone checked and tried
apa,
to put the fish
ikan
in the
bisa
water.
Apa enggak gitu.
Ternyata
ikan malah banyak.
It in a lot of fish.
Berarti aman untuk warga.
That it
malah banyak
for residents.
Yang dari
today,
luar-luar.
Many people outside the region do fish farming.
Banyak.
There is also
yang
from
ada,
Banten.
Yang mancing juga ada.
No, there are
ikan
people
mas,
who
jahit,
farm fish and also do fishing.
Nyilem.
There is golden fish, mujair,
jagus juga ada.
Usually Sunan people
ada.
Farm
macam-macam.
Fish.
Gurame juga katanya Kort, ada.
Farm fred and also gurame. Especially on Saturday night, there are 100 people who stay at night. But on weekdays, only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view desk that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and it makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran. Makanya
about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors Stay at Night in Tasikmalaya, The Visit Galunggung. Undang Handiana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Sempat ku nature and more hospitality. Sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches and forests or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your paradise. And may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
New Year's Eve, 2019, New South Wales, Australia.
If you're in the surrounding coastal areas, you're at risk. Leaving now is the safest option, so leave now towards the beach and shelter in place.
Oh my god, my nose
is out.
Okay. Oh my god.
Last December, Australia recorded temperatures above 47 degrees. And in January, bushfires caused tens of thousands to flee from their homes.
This is a real nightmare. I can't believe this is real. I can't see anything. This is literally not real. This is not real. My freaking God. We just have to get down this road to the beach.
Nearly 3 billion animals were killed or displaced in these fires.
All I want is my family. All I want is to be safe.
Pictures and stories continue to file out from Australia.
The last decade was the hottest decade on record.
Overnight, another onslaught from an ever-expanding inferno.
Extreme weather displaces over 20 million people a year. And just this year, we've seen Siberian fires and catastrophic flooding in Jakarta in February.
Rising death toll and massive evacuation in Indonesia.
Devastating swarms of locusts in East Africa in April. Cyclone Amphar in eastern India and Bangladesh in May.
It could be the worst the area has seen in 20 years.
Over 400 wildfires in Alaska. And in August, more wildfires on America's Pacific coast.
Well, the fires raging in Northern California have now become some of the largest in state history.
Climate change is man-made, and the main driver is CO2 pollution from burning fossil fuels. temperatures continued to rise. But something else is on the rise. Climate protests all around the world. From London to Australia. New Zealand. Uganda.
Climate change is here now, and it is killing people right now. The people who are looking at you right in the face.
Tokyo. India. Christiana Figueres was the lead negotiator for the Paris Climate Agreement in 2015.
The next 8 to 10 years is going to determine the quality of life for the next 100 to 200 years, if not longer. That's the race that we're in.
We all watched with amazement when exactly 1 year ago, young people from all over the world took to the streets to express their feeling that we're not doing enough about climate change,
that we're not treating it like the emergency it is.
Actor Don Cheadle is a goodwill ambassador for the UN Environment Program.
It's a year later now. Have we done enough? No, we have not. And climate change is only part of this story. Our rainforests are disappearing at an extraordinary rate. One football field of rainforest is destroyed every 6 seconds. 1 million plant and animal species are on the brink of extinction. By 2050, there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish. And so climate change and our treatment of the natural world are colliding and exacerbating each other to create a perfect storm. This cannot go on. You know it. I know it, and we know what we need to do.
In 2015, the UN announced 17 Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, a blueprint to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. We need to follow these goals to ensure that we are the last generation to be threatened by climate change. These are the solutions.
We need to reduce global emissions by 50% by 2030. To do this, we need a rapid but just transition to renewable energy. That means an end to the building of new coal power stations and an end to subsidizing of fossil fuels. Governments should also shift the tax burden from payrolls to carbon. Taxing carbon rather than people will increase output and employment while reducing emissions. And we need to stop deforestation in its tracks, planting trees instead of chopping them down. We need to think about what we eat and how we produce food, embracing healthy, nutritious diets, sustainable farming methods, and reducing food waste. The climate crisis is an opportunity. Renewable energy is cheaper than fossil fuels. Thousands of businesses are working to go carbon neutral, and the opportunity to generate clean, safe, and decent jobs is enormous. The passion for protest can turn into a passion for changing all of our behavior to create a better, safer, just, sustainable world.
Do you want?
on our broadcast, you can check again our YouTube channel, VOI Official. VOI Official, or maybe you can also check our mobile application, RRI Digital.
Without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense, so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cooking process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime. Thank you.
information, and here's quote of the day. Evil wins when good people do nothing. A quote from General Sudirman. General Sudirman is a national hero of Indonesia and the first commander of the national army. He was known as a person who never gave up and who was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is also known as a very responsible leader. That's quote of the day. Tourism Holding ITDC or Incheonie planted trees in the Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province on Saturday under the Incheonie Grant Program. General Manager of the Mandalika, Wahyu M. Nugroho, said here on Saturday the program aims to establish green tourism in Mandalika. The initiative, as quoted from mandarinx.com, was based on an earlier agenda, which included planting of 10,000 trees leading up to the Indonesian GP 2024 event. Go Coordinating Minister for Law, Human Rights, Immigration and Corrections, Yusra Izamayandar, has pledged to review further requests for the transfer of three Bulgarian prisoners serving their sentence in Yogyakarta. At a meeting with Bulgarian Ambassador to Indonesia, Tanya Dimitrova, here on Wednesday, he noted that the process of transferring prisoners requires an in-depth study and agreement between the two parties, considering that those prisoners have only started serving their sentences since February 2024. Mahendra underlined that the transfers of foreign prisoners cannot be decided instantly and need to be reviewed thoroughly. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Presents a keroncong song entitled Nuansa Bening by Afifa. The song, which had been sung by Ahmad Dhani, was previously sung by Fidi Aldianos, released on December 24, 2008. In fact, Nuansa Bening is not Fidi Aldianos' original song. He covered an old song created and popularized by Kinan Nasution and his gang. The song describes the feeling of love that grows gradually toward someone who seems ordinary at first. The first time you meet, there are no special feelings. However, as time goes by and you get to know them better, you start to find special things about them. Well, listener, here is Afifa with the Keroncong song Nuansa Bening. Enjoy.